share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. A 25-year-old Indonesian woman planned to kill her ex-boyfriend by sending him satay laced with poison. However, this resulted in the death of an innocent 8-year-old boy instead. According to Astro Awani, the incident happened in Bantul, Yogyakarta on the 25th of April when the woman asked a delivery man named Bandaman to send some food to her ex-boyfriend. However, the ex-boyfriend's wife refused to accept the delivery as she did not know who the sender was. Instead, she handed the satay back to Bandaman and told him to bring it home to buka puasa. For illustration purpose only. Later that day, Bandaman's son ate the satay laced with potassium cyanide. He vomited and fainted before he was taken to the hospital, but was soon pronounced dead, as reported by Tribune News. Bandaman's wife also managed to eat some skewers, but the effect was not bad. The police opened an investigation and managed to identify the food delivery man and arrested the woman on the 30th of April. Director of General Criminal Investigation, Bantul Police, Yogyakarta, West Java, Birkan Rudy Satria said that the woman's actions were motivated by revenge because her ex-boyfriend had married another woman. The suspect bought chicken satay and sprinkled the poison before asking Bandaman, who was resting in Jalan Gayam, Yogyakarta, to send the food to her ex-boyfriend's house in Bantul in Yogyakarta, he said. He added that the woman did not use any online application and did not provide her true identity and now faces the death penalty if convicted. Meanwhile, the delivery man, Bandaman, said he regrets what happened to his son and blamed himself for bringing home the satay. I am just sorry for what happened. My son died because I brought the satay home. My intention was just to send the food, he said. If I knew the satay was mixed with poison, all this would not have happened. According to another report by Astro Awani, Bandaman said he received an order from a woman who randomly came up to him and asked him to deliver food to a friend. She told me there was no delivery application, and asked me to send it to a person named Tommy in Villa Bukit Asri, Sembungan, Kasihan, Bantul, he said. The woman told Bandaman to refer to her as Hamid from Pakualaman. However, when he arrived at Tommy's house, Tommy said she didn't know a Hamid. After I called, it was true that the person who picked up the phone was named Tommy and her address was also correct. But she said she did not have a friend named Hamid in Pakualaman, he said. Bandaman was then asked to take the food home to buka puasa. Also read. China man finds cash and gold from an abandoned sofa he took home on Labor Day. Source. Shuttershock source. KOMPAS-TV. YouTube source. KOMPAS-TV. YouTube source. Tribune News source. KOMPAS-TV. YouTube. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.